Time's Up, There Should Be No Comeback for Filmmaker Brett Ratner. By David Ng on February 21, 2021. The anti-sexual harassment group Time's Up is trying to stop director Brett Ratner's attempt at a career comeback, claiming that the Hollywood filmmaker has never acknowledged the sexual misconduct accusations made against him by several women. In a statement issued Saturday, Time's Up said there should be no comeback for Ratner. The statement came days after Millennia Media announced that it has hired him to direct what would be his first movie in nearly 7 years, a biopic of the 80s rock group Milli Vanilli. Not only did Ratner never acknowledge or apologize for the harm he caused, but he also filed lawsuits in an attempt to silence the voices of survivors who came forward, a tactic right out of the Predator's playbook, said Tina Jin, president and CEO of the Time's Up Foundation. You don't get to go away for a couple years and then resurface and act like nothing happened. We have not, and will not, forget. And Millennium Media shouldn't either. There should be no comeback. Brett Ratner has been accused by multiple women of sexual misconduct. Among the accusers are actresses Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge, as well as a former talent agency employee who alleged that Ratner forced himself on her. The Rush Hour director denied the claims and filed a defamation lawsuit against the former talent agency employee. He later dropped the suit after the accuser acknowledged that her memory of the alleged incident was cloudy and unclear. As a result of the accusations, Warner Brothers cut ties with Ratner's production company Rat Pack Entertainment, which had a deal with the studio through the joint venture Rat Pack Dune. Rat Pack recently acquired the movie rights for Wall Street Bets founders Jamie and Joel Rogozinski. Ratner has not directed a movie since the accusations against him became public in 2017. His last directorial effort was Hercules, starring Dwayne Johnson, in 2014. Time's Up was created by Hollywood celebrities in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. The group boasts a slew of Hollywood celebrities and former Obama associates in leadership roles. CEO Tina Chin is a former Obama White House aide who also worked as Michelle Obama's chief of staff. The group's governing board includes former Obama senior advisor Valerie Jarrett, Mega TV producer Shonda Rhimes, CNN personality Anna Navarro, as well as actresses Eva Longoria and Ashley Judd. Time's Up also has close ties to SKDK, the Democratic public relations powerhouse. Time's Up came under fire last year for declining to help Tara Reid, the former congressional aide who accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 3 decades ago. The group has also come under scrutiny after tax documents showed that it has spent big bucks on executive salaries while skimping on helping actual victims. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.